Well, hello there. I'm your host, Drop Knowledge, and thank you for listening and tuning in to the Say It Ain't So podcast show, your favorite podcast show that sounds like radio. Check us out on our website at buzzsprout.com. That's BUZZSPROUT. Check us out on all major podcast platforms, Google Music, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, which is our favorite, TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio, Podbean, and Podchaser. For all our listeners out there and our fans, thank you for the continuous support. We really and greatly appreciate it. Thank you so much. And now we're here for a segment of, well, you know, different things. Let me ask you this. Have you ever been swerved, curved, or politely avoided? Yeah, I said it. Swerved, curved, or politely avoided. Dang. We're back. Yes, this was a session called Swerved, Curved, and Politely Avoided. Now let's talk about it. Have that ever happened to you? You know, have you ever found yourself in that kind of situation with somebody? You know, somebody you may care for, liked, crushing on, jonesing for, been wanting to get with, from afar, up close, whatever the case may be. And you just can't seem to make that connection. Or when you do, it's always in a polite manner. Like, how many people can actually admit that they've been dissed before? I mean, you know, it's never a good feeling. Who likes being dissed? Who likes being ignored? You know, now, kudos to the ones that do it in a nice way. But still, it's a crappy, crappy feeling. And I found myself before my times, and even at recent, where like I found myself like, this feeling, I don't really like this feeling. Never been a fan of it. That's why growing up, I was never the kind of kid or young adult that would just like want to just diss somebody, or, you know what I mean, just ignore them or whatever, or give chase. But then again, we all like to be chased, right? Right? Is that a fair enough statement? You know, men, we like to be chased too. We just can't admit it. We can't say it out loud. But it is a small and fine line. We don't take it that far. You know, just a little bit. We only ask for a little bit. Women, well, y'all know the answer to that, right? I'm just saying, swerve, curved, or politely avoid it. It's not one of the best feelings, you know what I'm saying? But then also at the same time, it's like, when that happens, what do you do? How do you prepare? Do you realize you're in it when you're in it? Or are you finding yourself like oblivious and you don't realize you're in it? Case in point, did you know this? The average marriage rate and the average single rate going on in America. You know that? Matter of fact, let me break down this little fact with you real quick. Just real quick. Because this was very interesting. And this was just coming from Just Pearly Things. And it was dealing, they did a survey dealing with, I believe, like Tinder, Plenty of Fish, and some other online dating apps. Because that's like the wave now. You know, people do the online dating. It's been going on for years. There's no shocker. You know, I've tried it. Hit or miss, but either way, it is what it is. So this was a very interesting thing, and the question was asked, what is the average age that people are swiping yes for women, and what is the average age people are swiping yes for men? What is like the typical average age, starting age? Very interesting stuff. Then we'll get back to that swerve, curved, and politely avoid it.
The most swiped right age for a guy. Did anyone say 40s? Anyone?
Michael.
It's actually older than that. It's 50.
Wow. That's actually wow. How many is that? 10 or
50. 50. Imagine that. For guys. Interesting. Women.
Tinder.
This was like plenty. This was.
I don't know
if it was plenty. I could look it up. I don't know the exact app. Someone put it in the comments. All right, most swiped right for girls. 18.
Oh god,
that's crunchy.
So all these guys want 18-year-olds.
Yeah. I mean, I would say the most desired.
I don't know about that one. I wouldn't say. That you know, I wouldn't say that that's like the every 18. Okay, maybe not for me for sure. But then we get back to this. It brings it back to this point. Case in point, I found myself like, you know, growing up, I was like, I was an okay kid. I wasn't like super popular, but I was cool with everybody. But I was always the one that was willing to take the girl that none of the other cool guys or popular guys wanted. You know what I mean? Maybe it was like the big girl or not so pretty, but had a nice personality. And I always hit it off with them, even if it just ended up just being friendship, just kind of just being cool and kicking it, because I was one of those few guys. I wasn't trying to sleep. You know, I just wasn't trying to sleep with a chick back then like that. I just really wasn't. I mean, don't get me wrong, I looked and was attractive and get turned on, but never was like some of my homies, I just go for it. So anyway, I kind of played into my favor for a while. Now, moving through that, you know, teenage years, young adult years, get to this where like now, in some way, being a little bit more desired now, being older, whether it be, I've been told looks or charm or whatever, different things that I can offer, but then found myself when you like jonesing for one particular person, you know, or for some people it could be people, you know. And then it's almost like, have you ever found yourself in a situation with somebody or people, because you might be it might be more than one, where it's like you see what's in them and they can see probably what's in you, and you're like, okay, well maybe it's some things that you don't quite like, or it kind of rubs you the wrong way, but then you see all their pluses and their goods and you focus kind of on that. Like, you know what, even though they do this, I do like when they really do that. Like some people who might not be super serious about life, but have a real big sense of humor. You know what I mean? So many different trade-offs when it comes to certain things. And one of my biggest thing was like being looked over. Or just kind of shoot to the side and just kind of use that convenience. That always bothered me. So have you ever felt yourself like that? You know what I mean? Growing up, even as an adult, as dating. You know, when they say politely swerve, curved, or politely avoid it. You swerve somebody just not interested. And that's just not like this, you know, you just be nice about it. Curve could be the same thing. Nah, I'm busy. Let's try for next week. Or matter of fact, I'll call you. I'll shoot you a text. That's a new thing now. I'll shoot you a text. Or just politely avoid it. That's the cringiest one. It's when you realize it and you feel it. You feel it. You know what I mean? Whatever name you want to give it, it just doesn't sit well. It's like, yeah, I don't think this person is really rocking with me. Or you might not be really rocking with them. But it's never a good feeling. I've always... growing up, used to always feel for like the super nerdy kids or not so popular kids or a goth kid. Like, you know, people that got picked on a lot. Because I know that feeling. I know that feeling when you're into somebody and they're just not into you. But how does that feel as an adult? You know? Like the whole vibe changes. You know? Then it gets weird. And they're like, I found myself in a situation where it's like, you put your hands on, like, what did I do? And then you start thinking to yourself as the days go on or the weeks go on, is it something I did? Something that I missed? And I've learned this. sometimes, a lot of times, it has nothing to do with you. A lot to do with them. And then sometimes it could be very well you. You know what I'm saying? But now the whole thing and the moniker is, it is what it is. It is what it is. Everybody loves saying that. You know? It just is what it is. And it's true. But man, it still sucks. Especially when you like somebody or you love somebody, you're not getting the reciprocation back. But then how many times have you maybe been honest with yourself or not been honest with yourself? I'm like, I could have did better by that. Just saying, I could have did better by that. I just could have. You know? Could have gave more effort. Could have listened more. Paid attention more, maybe. And then you can see it on the flip side for you. Why didn't they care more? Why didn't they ask more questions? Why didn't they seem more interested? Why didn't they call me back? I texted them days ago. No response. Oh, I'm left on unread. Is that how iPhone users say it? That's a crazy feeling. It is. Because I don't know. It's like some of the most cringiest thing you grew up with as a kid, and it can carry over into adulthood. Because wanna know why? That's how powerful feelings, emotions, and love is. I had somebody that I care for, whatever. Disagreement, falling out, whatnot. And at one point now, taking a bigger job offer, which is like always a plus, right? But you never want to like leave from somebody on bad terms, right? And then I had the conversation. And then the conversation was like, yeah, I decided that I'm going to jump with this job. There's nothing really here for me left anyway. Dang. You know? But then what do you say? Is that swerved? Is that curved? Not really politely avoiding you. It's just saying it is what it is, right? And then I think sometimes people don't even realize what they say and when they say it. I've been a victim of that. That's what I learned now as time goes on, that sometimes how things go, even though your intent is so real and genuine, sometimes how you say it and the timing of how you say it, people could take it a different way. And it kind of sucks. I really do. And I learned when that happens, and it's not always bad, but when you realize it for them, not for you, sometimes you got to step outside yourself and kind of think, then you go and you apologize or whatever you feel you need to do to try to make things right, you know? But man, nothing sucks more than being swerved and politely avoided. And you're like, man, thought we was better than this. Or you seeing things, social media has made things a little bit more wicked and toxic now. People do subliminal shots. You know, they act like it's not meant towards anything, but you know what it is. You know, you've all been in this situation before. I know I have. He was like, interesting. Why would they put that up? Why would they say that? You know? And then you get to a place where you try to convince yourself, well, you know what? They're not thinking about me. Don't want me around. I don't think about them, need them. That's where that curve comes from. Like, yeah, screw it. I'm going to do me. It is what it is. But how many people are saying that right now? Yet it's still lonely. Just something to think about. Like, swerve, curved, or politely avoid it. And I had crazy situations where, you know, phone tagging, tag, you're it. You know? Or The worst is when, you know, somebody is usually always on their phone. And they may give you the reason of why they didn't hit back. Whatever, it could be days, if not a week or so. But, I'm just now seeing the message. And it's like, oh, I didn't see the message. You're like, really? I know the phone stays in your hand. Just say you didn't want to talk to me. Or you know what I'm saying? And like I said, and I've had these conversations with different men and different women and listened to so many different stories, as well as having my own personal stories. And it's one of those tough things to talk about because nobody wants to admit that we're fragile. We all are fragile in our own way. Like stained glass, freshly made. It only takes a pebble to drop to start cracks on the surface. And those cracks can be small or they can be long. And they can travel from one end of the glass to the other end, or in this case, from one end of the body to the next. It's true. But nobody wants to admit that because nobody wants to be looked at as foolish, or nobody wants to be looked at as like, well, I care, but I don't care. You know what I mean? That kind of feeling. Nobody, it's weird. It's a weird thing. Yet we all are so vulnerable, but we're so afraid to show it. Then when we expose ourselves and put ourselves out there in whatever capacity we feel that we're actually doing that, and then we don't get this reciprocation that we're looking for or the response that we want, then it goes into like a different kind of burial within yourself. It's like a personal hurt. You know, have you ever dealt with people that have been upset with you or mad at you for something that they either build up in their mind and you was not aware of until much, 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 much later? And they have conversations like, I know, it was in my head. But they act off of that? What do you do with that? How do you combat that? Or dealing in a situation where you're both trying to heal each other and somebody's, I would say, trauma or emotional damage is a lot deeper than yours at that point. It may be a particular area. So you have to be very mindful of how you go about things. And at any given moment, if it's not said right, it's going to be a relapse. And all they remember is like, oh, how this made them feel versus what you actually said. I don't know. It's crazy. You know? It's crazy. Swerve, curved, or politely avoided. And then you have the people that strictly act their best, like it doesn't matter to them. They do not care. They try to stay busy. But yet they spend a lot of time thinking about you, maybe, or have thought about you. You have rent, if not in their head, in their heart, but they refuse to admit it, at least out loud. Man, I went through years of that with somebody. So I myself, when I see remnants of that, I don't do well. I don't. It's like, oh no, been here before. Don't want to do that again. And then we have all the online dating. Quick, fast, in a hurry. It's like speed dating. You know what I mean? It's kind of like speed dating online, and it's more so what visually catches your eye. And then you go from there. And then these shows that be out there like Love at First Sight or Married at First Sight, I never understood them. I get the popularity of them. The kind of the edginess of it. But man, is that playing Jeopardy with your heart and with theirs. And man, does it sucks when you want somebody and they don't want you back. Or you feel they don't think about you no more like they used to. Or maybe they do. You'll never know. Why should I tell you? Why would they tell you? Don't tell me. Just saying. Swerved, curved, or politely avoided? Which one have you been? Have you been all three? I know I have. Are you currently in a situation right now you feel you're being swerved? Maybe you got curved by a guy that you really liked? A curved by a dude you was feeling? Or maybe somebody's politely avoiding you and they only come around when they need you. Interesting. Part one, your boy Drop Knowledge. Thank you for just, you know, chiming in with me and tuning in. Like I said, your favorite podcast show that sounds like radio. The Say It Ain't So podcast show. We in here. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, man. We're going to be back with part two. Definitely. Swerve, curve, or politely avoid it.